Welcome to episode 254 of Teitotigawa Bookmakers. Our bookbinder of the week is someone who needs no introduction but will get one anyway, Karen Hanmer. She is bookbinder extraordinaire, a famous bookbinder and educator who you should know about. And if you don't know about her, you should find out about her because she has classes, she has excellent covers, she has a wide variety of activities going on, and she can be found at karenhanmer.com. Excellent bookbinder, excellent educator. Check her out. On the opposite side of excellent, let me tell you what I've been doing in bookbinding. First, I made the second copy of an A6 size 100-page blank book with 25 doodles of animals with their Japanese and English equivalents. It's the same as the one I made last week, only I think this one is a little bit better, at least a small bit better. And it's definitely prettier. It's nicer. Then I experimented. I was watching a Sage Reynolds video, and he showed a different way to make a book. His video is called A Book in Less Than an Hour, and there is no book boards. You put the cover right on the last, on the end paper, and the end paper is glued to the last page or the first page of the folio. And I've made two of them. They're not very big. They're A6, which, if you're from North America and in the Americas, is 4 by 6 inches. I made two of them. They're blank. And I was experimenting with making the soft cover. Basically, it's a soft cover. I have been requested to make a soft cover schedule about A5 in size. So this is an experiment to see if I can make a soft cover. And I did. I made two of them. They're quite nice. They're a little short. They're small, of course, experimental. Plus, the video, Sage Reynolds' video, also showed me a way to put on the paper on the spine in a much easier way than I've been doing it. So that was good. I enjoyed that. Making those three books was quite nice, quite exciting. I am making another A5 size blank notebook as an experiment before I make the final schedule A5, which probably will come up in this week, this weekend, maybe. I hope, at least this decade. Now, what have I been doing in fiction? I'm writing too many books. I am finishing up Growing Slurry, which is about a forensic accountant, the woman he meets over Moby Dick. I'm writing that. It's getting towards the end. I can sense it's coming. It's very exciting to know it's coming. I'm just trying to make it more exciting for the reader. The second book I'm trying to write is Molly Bright. It is about three people, one of whom gets kidnapped by a religious cult, and the other two try to save her. It's going to be literary action fiction, which means the characters are important, but the action is also important. For some reason, in my mind, I'm thinking this book will be very long. Most of my books are around 250, 280 pages. I'm thinking this one might be closer to 400 pages, because I'm setting it up with action and character development, and each character gets at least a chapter. And so far, there's four main characters. So we'll see how that works out. That is not very long. That's just getting started, and that may change a lot. And then the third book I'm trying to write, I'm working on, is called The Posthumous Biography of Agnes Grout, Death Weaver, which I'm going to change the title, probably to The Agonizing Biography of Agnes Grout, Death Weaver. A single woman, a widow, raising three children, one of whom has both epilepsy and autism, which in the 18th century, when this takes place, is equivalent to being a witch. We'll have some trouble there. And she's trying to raise and support her family through weaving in the textile mills in New England. Her main talent is being able to foresee when someone is going to die. If she warns them and they do something different, and they don't die, she can't foresee it. She can only see a year into the future, or death, anyway. And then, the last book I'm working on, which I started about 200, 300 years ago, is a detective novel called Caraculiambro. Caraculiambro, of course, is a giant in the book Don Quixote. Caraculiambro is investigating the murders of two people caught in a land-developing squabble. As I say, it's been going on a long time. I mean, I started it a long time ago. We'll see how long it will go on. I have printed it out so I can read it, so I can make changes. I got a feeling a subplot's going to disappear. So those are the four books I'm working on, which I think I should concentrate on just the two books, Growing Slurry, which I hope to finish soon, and Molly Bright. In any case, those are the books I've been making, and those are the books I've been writing. Don't forget to check out Karen Hanmer's website, and if possible, try to take a lesson from her. In any case, thanks very much for dropping by. Hope to see you again next week. See ya.